he played.
And then did he go back to France, or did he... He didn't play anywhere else in the NBA, right?
Not that I know of.
Just disappeared.
His Maverick numbers include 17 games.
Wow, okay.
In the 02-03 season.
They are not memorable.
He scored 17 points in those 17 games.
Wow. All right, a reminder, this Saturday is the best day of the year. November is the best month.
Yeah.
Saturday is the best day of the week. And 7 p.m. the best time of day. So really enjoy this Saturday at 7 p.m. And this Saturday in particular is the best of the month because you still have the anticipation of Thanksgiving week and the rest of the holidays. So enjoy, okay. P1s.
It's going to be a big weekend.
I don't ever remember you declaring November the best month of the year or any of that other stuff.
Yeah. I'm in separate segments, November's the best month of the year, Saturday the best day of the week, 7 p.m. the best time of day.
Has Thanksgiving, contains Danny White Day.
You're right in the heart of football season, the weather's changing, everybody loves November.
Huh, okay.
So enjoy this Saturday, 7 p.m., it'll be the best moment of the year.
I'll be drunk by then.
If you had asked me to name the guy in the NBA this season that would have a 30-point, 30-rebound game, the name Kevin Love would have been my 152nd guess. But earlier this week, Love went for an amazing 31-31 against the Knicks.
Don't remind me.
First time in almost 30 years that's been done in the NBA. Moses Malone in 1982, the last to do it.
Wow.
In the 70s, Kareem did it once in a while. In the 60s, Wilt did it a lot. But since Moses, Kevin Love is the only one to go 30-30. Not Shaq. Not Duncan, not Olajuwon, not Garnett, not Robinson, not Howard. Love. I thought Love, when he turned pro after 1 year at UCLA, was just a guy. I thought he'd be maybe a nice role player, but never did I see a 30-30 game.
That's outrageous. It does make you think, how far down the basketball food chain would you have to go before you could have a 30-30 night?
What do you mean?
Sixth grade boys basketball.
Oh.
Yeah. Seventh grade, eighth grade.
Oh, I'd have one. Sixth grade for sure.
Yeah.
Seventh, eighth. Eighth grade for sure. Freshman basketball, I don't know about that.
What about eighth grade against like a DISD school?
Boys or girls?
Boys.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Girls, I'd dominate. Girls, I'd have a 50-50
Yeah, like you did last time, huh?
Yeah, that was high school. Oh, that was a well-oiled high school
team. We're talking junior high kids here.
All right, let's see if we can string that together now.
30, Craig Miller.
30-39.
As if we needed further proof that I should be running our space program, there was a story in Yahoo News this week about some highly paid scientists in Washington who have made a suggestion to the NASA folks. They're proposing one-way exploration trips to Mars. This is my idea. They have it all worked out. They want to send older folks in their 60s. It's a six-month trip. We don't yet have the technology to equip the spaceship for return, so the plan is that the one-way trip, the people would go there, they'd stay, they'd build a space station, and they'd keep sending one-way trips until we have a little colony there, and they could work on return technology from Mars. Could I be any more ahead of the curve? This is my idea. And many years back, I said we're wasting our time with the space shuttles. Enough of seeing if a potato will grow in orbit. We need to scrap the program.
They do more than that.
And think about getting out into space. Well, finally, NASA decided to scrap the program. I've also proposed one-way trips to the sun using trustworthy criminals. You have them send...
what are those?
Trustworthy criminals.
You take the criminals that are on really good behavior, maybe white-collar criminals, but they don't want to stay in prison any longer. And you send them straight towards the sun, one-way trip in a spaceship. They send back as much info before they burn to a crisp.
And they're going to be able to give you some really data-filled reports.
That's why they got to be trustworthy.
It's hot. Sure is hot, man. So you trust them, and they don't want to be in prison anymore, right. So but they're willing to go fly into the sun.
Wouldn't you rather serve your country, and you've got a good name upon your death, as opposed to getting raped in the prison yard?
Oh, well, that's not a certainty. Yeah.
Craig Miller.
Yeah. And I think your other plan to Mars, you didn't really give them the chance of coming back, did you?
No, and neither do these people. That's why they want to send people in their 60s, because they know that they're getting towards the end of life.
It's like Buzz Aldrin's going to go.
Right.
Man, what has that guy ever done?
That's what Jake would tell you.
I thought they had the chance that they're building a colony up there of coming back.
Oh, not their generation. Maybe eventually they'd be able to send future generations back.
Yeah.
Because they'd build a space station and start building spaceships. But yeah, they couldn't turn it around
too quickly.
And those
people would come back Martians.
That's right.
Wow, they would
officially be Martians.
Although, they'd be born on a U.S. base. And like, if you're born on a U.S. base in Germany, you're a U.S. citizen. So I think they'd be Americans.
Yeah, but what do you call people from Mars?
Martians.
Aliens.
There you go.
Super
UFOs.
Gay.
Oh, super gay, we hear. Because they were in space. Yeah.
That's a nothing more gay than space.
Rangers fans are keeping their fingers crossed on Cliff Lee. He's the hot thing right now in the free agent pitching world, but I wonder how he'll be viewed when his career is over. He's 32, and he's a long way from the Hall of Fame. He's got one 20-win season. He's got just 102 career wins, and he's got just 1,000 career strikeouts. He's miles away from any significant Cooperstown benchmark, except for his postseason numbers, which are Hall of Fame worthy. So if he pitches well for, say, 3 or 4 more years and ends up with good but not great regular season totals, I wonder if he'll get any Hall of Fame consideration.
Hmm. Maybe that's another thing that makes him think Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to get the benefit of the doubt.
Yep. All right, George, have you ever heard of this kind of a golf penalty? Ruji Imada, a pro golfer from India, was assessed a 26-stroke penalty
good Lord.
At a tournament in China last week. They were playing lift clean in place, and he thought he could place the ball within a club length of the original spot. But the rules, which he didn't read, stated you could only place the ball within a scorecard's length of the original spot.
So every time he placed it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
13 times he lifted, cleaned, and placed his ball too far away, and it was a 2-stroke penalty for each one.
Oh my gosh.
So that day he shot 71, but after the penalties, his first round score was 97. Never heard of that.
Nice round.
From the bad criminal file, two men robbing a waffle shop in Akron, Ohio, ushered customers and employees into the back. They had them give up their cell phones, which were collected in a bag, with the plan to lock the phones in a supply room, retrievable only long after the robbers had fled. However, one robber walked out of the restaurant's front door and it automatically locked behind him. And when the other robber walked into the supply room to drop off the bag of cell phones, one of the hostages locked him in the supply room. And the hostage resisted when the robber began banging on the door, demanding to be let out.
Demanding. Oh, okay.
Demand that you let me out of hell.
So a young guy takes his dad to the mall the other day to buy some new shoes.
Oh, really? I didn't see this news story.
No.
They decide to grab a bite at the food court. The dad starts watching a teenage girl sitting next to him. The teenage girl had spiked hair in all different directions, and the hair was dyed in all different colors, green, red, orange, and blue. The old man kept staring at her. The teenager had finally had enough, and she said sarcastically, "What's the matter, old man? Never done anything wild in your life?" The old man said, "Yeah, in fact, once I got stoned, made love to a peacock, and I was just wondering if you were my daughter."
No way!
Jeez.
From all of us here at Eyewitness News, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving week.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, thank you, Junior. 751.